Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from curtains to rugs and throws, how do you make the most of the soft furnishings and make them work in your home? Well, here to tell us more is Arlene McIntyre from Arlene McIntyre Designs and hardware expert Alan Grant. Good afternoon to you
both.
Good afternoon.
Arlene, your advice when you're starting the home interiors, where do you start?
Oh, wow. I love to do a site visit. Just check where the windows are, how much natural light they have. Are the rooms south facing, north facing? General colour palette of the floors, for example. Are they a dark wood or a light wood? Just to kind of get a feel for the entire space.
I presume, first of all, though, people typically will have the floor down and their colour scheme picked before they'll start on the kind of lighter stuff.
On the lighter stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe they just need help with their flooring and their carpeting, and that could be everything. That changes everything. Or they just want to refresh the rooms with some home accessories and new window treatments or some new painting.
Yeah.
On the walls.
Is this something that can be done without, huge budget, Alan?
Yeah, you don't have to break the bank. So you can do, a lot of people now, upcycling is a big thing.
Yeah.
So, if you see some old pieces of furniture, or kind of, you mentioned curtains there would be a big thing. So you can use, old curtains to use them in a different room, or fabrics, or maybe members of your family would be throwing out certain curtains, and they're for no other reason than just to change the colour scheme in their own home. And they could be repurposed and used in different homes, all right. But paint, you're trying to create light and space, and everybody is after that. That's a high commodity item. And so whatever you can do to make those small gains.
How do we do that?
Definitely about the paint and light. They're number ones for me as well.
Really?
I think it's just the climate in Ireland. It's generally overcast and it's just how to bring more sunshine. That feeling of lightness and brightness into the house.
So are lights as important as the paint?
Yeah, you want daylight as much in as possible, but not everybody has that. So yeah, if you can get the lighting right as well in the home as well, and that'll throw out the colours that are already in the room.
Not the lights we have here. These things. It's no wonder I go out and I nearly feel like I have a headache sometimes in the afternoon.
It's like you're going into surgery. It's like surgery lights. But yeah, lighting is very huge. And it can totally change the whole feeling of a space. Definitely getting your hallway lit nicely is very important. Getting your mood lighting.
This listener is wondering, 087 1400 106 is the number for your WhatsApps, your voice notes today. I've just bought a house. I'm redecorating. Money is very tight at the moment. We've got 5 big windows that need curtains and blinds. All seem really big. They say 145 by 180 centimetres. I'm finding it really hard to source something that's affordable. I've put the measurements into one website. I got a price for £400 for one set of standard curtains alone. So where can I go for an affordable option that you might recommend?
I would start with roller blinds. Now, this is a big question because it depends on if these are including rooms that they're sleeping in or if they're just rooms that perhaps their television is in or their kitchen, if it's a garden view. They may not need to ensure that every single window has a window treatment. So maybe just start with prioritizing the rooms.
The bedrooms.
Obviously, bedrooms, number one. And if the purse strings are tight, I definitely recommend a blackout roller blind. Number one, just to get you in.
Yeah.
And then, as time passes, you can take your time, live in those spaces, get a feel for what they need, and then maybe layer on some ready-made curtains.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And where would you, any thoughts, tips, advice on?
Well, the longer ones now, IKEA do specialise in the much longer kind of windows, so you can get that kind of ceiling to floor drop on the vertical drop on those windows. But you can also go to your local alterations, where you get your kind of suits measured.
Very true,
and kind
actually,
of changed.
Yeah.
And they are fantastic. We did that when we moved into our own home. And not only are they going to repurpose old stuff like that, they actually have new fabrics and they'll be able to cut them, make them to measure and pleat them exactly the way you want them.
Okay, it's not a bad idea actually, Even buy something off the shelf that's relatively affordable and
tailor it.
Absolutely.
Jackie's wondering about the pros and cons of taking up her carpet and having just floorboards. They seem to be in good enough condition.
Okay, so if you're removing a carpet and you might have just removed a slight corner, and like that lady there says, it could look in good condition. Just be prepared when you do take it all back. There could be a lot of remedial work that maybe needs to be done. But there might be a lot of kind of sanding and stuff like that, and kind of the gaps at the sides of the room may be quite tight, but as they might open up between the floorboards. So there might be a lot of remedial work done to get it exactly the finish that you want. So just be prepared that you take the carpet back, it may not be exactly the finish that you're looking for from looking at just at the sides.
What's your advice on floorboards, Arlene, in high commuter areas?
I think it's a great idea if you can actually use your floorboards. It depends, again, on your. It's very personal. Some people may like the soundproofing of carpet. So if it's in bedrooms, it's sometimes nice to consider maybe retaining the carpeting. If you have allergies, then definitely explore pulling back the carpet and see what's there and making it right.
Yeah.
You can restain them. You can repaint your floors. That's a really cool look for a shabby chic.
What would you recommend
look.
For that?
There are different paints on the market that you could use. I have done it before and it looks fantastic.
That's a great.
Even as it ages, it's really cool.
Yeah. I seen a customer actually did a great job, came in and showed me a photograph of where they got their kids in the wet feet to walk around the floor.
Oh, that's great.
And then varnished over and it kept that imprint of the feet and it looked excellent.
That's a great
idea.
And
when I seen it, I said, it looks great now, but in 4 or 5 years' time to think that the kids can measure their feet on
the tiny feet.
Oh, it's great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Listener says, should I go for matchy-matchy or stick with clashing colours? The husband and I have different opinions. I love when we have to settle a good domestic now.
It's very personal. I would say sit down, do a Pinterest page together, try and find some common ground where you're both happy. You know, with
they
the
want
look
a hard
and feel.
Answer, Arlene.
A hard answer. I would think maybe just give certain rooms a feel to that one person. I don't think somebody that's very neutral is going to live in a very eccentric kind of atmosphere. I think you'd have to draw
you can have a
compromise.
Room each, basically.
I think so.
You can decorate the kitchen if I can decorate
exactly.
the sitting room. Yeah,
I think that's fair.
I have a friend who actually got an interior designer and was basically a mediator.
Really?
Yeah.
A marriage counsellor?
Yeah, just to settle. It couldn't come to...
It's tough.
But then they can group in and both blame the interior designer. Then they can agree on something.
Yeah. But you'd have to make the deal at the start that we're going with whatever the interior designer comes back with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where are you on matchy-matchy or clashing colours?
Matchy-matchy, I think, but don't overdo it. So just set yourself a target of how much items that you do want in the room and how many colours. Because you can overdo it and then it's just like, you know, an old paisley shirt type of thing, you know, like it's just over the top.
But even as an introduction, like if you're going for a plain colour-ish, you know, or matching, you could bring colour in with your soft interiors then.
Absolutely. You can have really cool, edgy art. You could go for a very cool tone on your rug or on your sofa and have like a statement piece in that room and then build around that.
Listeners wondering about painting their kitchen floor tiles as well as the floorboards. Thoughts and advice?
I kind of steer away from painting floor tiles myself, just because in the traffic area, especially around, say, the dishwasher, the cooker, in through your main door into the kitchen, you're going to have problems there with wear and tear on those traffic areas. So I would say steer away from it, unless you're going to...
Whatever about the floorboards, but you don't advise painting the kitchen tiles?
No.
Take them up and put down new tiles?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, both of you on that?
Yeah, I agree.
Fairly definitive. Yeah. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listeners looking for advice and tips on making a rug a feature in the living room. I'm wondering, does it go under the sofa or just in front of the fireplace? And how do I pick the size?
Well, first of all, as a rule of thumb, I personally like when the rug is totally, covering the entire area of furniture, loose furniture. So it would kind of roll halfway under your sofa, right over in front of your coffee table or your ottoman or whatever that might be, and left and right of maybe lamps that you have either side, just so that the lamps aren't wobbling on their tables each side.
So nearly that it looks like a carpet.
Yeah.
It's really that big. It should be that oversized.
Yes, I have walked into rooms whereby they have almost like a doormat in front of their
you'd
sofa.
You have heart failure now if you saw my sitting room at the moment, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, Arlene. And there's two from a leak. There's like, it's like a patchwork quilt at the moment.
Oh, God. But it's getting the proportions right. You don't want your rug to look too small.
Are you in the same?
I would, definitely, right.
I have that totally wrong. This listener's painted their kitchen presses, but the paint over the hob is peeling. What do I do?
Paint over the... So you're getting shrinkage in the primer that was used there. So the heat and the expansion and contraction, it's going to kind of end up kind of wrinkly looking. So you're going to have to strip it back and go again. Yeah.
What do you recommend to use?
I wouldn't use a shellac. I would not use. I usually recommend a shellac based primer for upcycling and kind of painting rough and hard surfaces. But in this case, you wouldn't, because with a shellac based primer, you will get that crinkle effect. when, so just when don't there's use high that. Heat around it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, we'll have to come back to the home interiors again another week. There's loads of random questions coming in. Hardware expert Alan Grant and Arlene McIntyre from Arlene McIntyre Designs. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.